You hear that music? It's like a little toe tappy on purpose because it's all the energy you're going to have. This is going to be what's playing in your head when you're walking around when you do Go Cleanse. You're going to be going, do, bap it, do, but do. Yeah, life is looking good. Life is looking really good. I got a little more energy. I'm standing a little taller. I'm breathing a little deeper, bitches. All because of Go Cleanse. We got Scott and Peter, the guys behind Go Cleanse, here today. Hi, guys.
Hey, hello.
You didn't like that intro, huh? All right. I'm going to go. All right. I'll get back to the drawing board on this, but I thought I did pretty good. Let's see here. Let's try with it. Let's start with a success story like we always do. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. This is good. We're getting a lot of them, by the way. I actually have a choice of how many to go with here. But here it says, here's my story. I'll make it quick. Because I know Scott and Terry have short attention spans.
That's good.
It says, Peter is my guy. I just finished a 30 day to start the year and I lost 26 pounds. My goal was 15. Thanks guys. And I hope Scott and Terry know that I was just joking. I love you both as well. Just not as much as I love Peter from Lily.
He doesn't need a bigger hand than your
ass. Well, Lily, you can fuck off. All right, let's go. congratulations, Lily. Way to go, baby.
That's awesome.
I'm glad that you're making this happen for you.
That's fabulous. Oh, God. I love that.
We got
testimonial.
And I always love it because how many people do we have coming to the program? Just because we were talking on the last show about how last week, how, you know, how many programs folks have tried and everything. Right. And
yep.
So they go in one and they lose their 7 pounds or 10 pounds. So they come in ours and she had a goal of 15 pounds, which is a great goal and everything else. And just blew past it, you know.
Right through it.
And we love that stuff happening because most people don't believe what's possible.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. And I could see why, because you've tried a bunch of different things. You've seen your friends try things and you've your family members. I'm doing the blah blah diet. You know, I remember when South Beach thing was a thing.
Okay. Yes.
And I bought those books. I bought the cookbooks, mm-hmm. which I found to be helpful. I thought I was doing well and all that. But that cheat day was the thing. You know, that was the thing you always look forward to. And
yeah, well. You know, that the problem is, and I've been doing a lot of research lately and analyzing.
Hey, Peter, we don't want to hear your stuff right now. Terry and I want to tell our stories about South Beach because I've got one too.
All right, go ahead.
Well, it leads into this too because it leads into the next question because, you know, because I did try that thing and all that. The next question was talking about, it's Monica, and I'll just go ahead and paraphrase hers. It says, I was talking about health ads. Remember when you had that cheat day? And it says, that fad seems to be over now. Why do you think Go Cleanse is here to stay? That's a good question, I think.
That is a great question, but I have to share my South Beach story.
And Peter, you get to take that question. So there.
I want this so bad because I had a real life experience and it was not good on that thing because that cheat day, that first cheat day, 6 days, I ate well. Then I bought Rolos. I bought peanut butter cups. Remember, I bought licorice. I did everything. I had hamburgers. I just stuffed myself. It's like being on Survivor or something.
Yeah.
And coming out and just eating everything you possibly could. I felt disgusting. Like, I mean, I know I put more on than I had even lost during that, but that was my first diet thing, if you want to call it, that I had ever tried. So, but think about this. Okay, what happened to the zone diet? What happened to the HGC, the shot that people got? What happened to, remember, there was a cabbage diet. What happened to juicing? What happened to, we could go on and on with all the programs that have been fads. And guess what the newest one is? Everybody knows about it. It's this Wegovy and whatever the other one
Semaglutide is. Semaglutide and Ozempic.
Right. Okay. And Ozempic. Exactly. So what's going on with those right now? Well, besides stomach paralysis, besides that, the diabetes medication isn't available to a lot of people because everybody's using it for weight loss. Now, the poison control centers are having increased calls of overdosing on the drug.
Wow.
On top of it costing $1,000 a month. Again, guess what? Those next year, that won't be around because it's no good for you and it doesn't work, besides the fact that you have to take them forever. You have to take those shots forever.
Yeah.
So that is exactly right. All fads. I mean, well, there was one I remember, it was a long time, but the cabbage diet. Remember, you had to eat cabbage every day, or the grapefruit diet where you had to eat citrus every day. I mean, they're all gone because they've never worked. And Peter has told you many times, including writing a book on it, diets don't work.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's some people that think that, oh, Go Cleanse is going to be gone, just a fad. All it has done over the years is gotten better and better and better. Yep. With, you know, more and more information, more people signing on, more people going, oh, this is the shit. So and it's people with like letters after their names and stuff, you know.
Yes.
Well, the reason that it's going to, here's the real reason it's going to be around. Essentially, the genius who Scott knows, who invented this years ago, he passed away a couple of years ago. He told me one time, he said, Peter, he said, they're going to look back 100 years from now and realize that I did crack the code. But all those diets you mentioned, Scott, all diets have one thing in common, that there's some part of it that's lowering calories. So the South Beach diet, yeah, you were good for 6 days, you were lowering calories. None of them ever address nutritional density. As you reduce the calories on those 6 days, number one, you did lose lean muscle mass. Your cravings were through the moon on the cheat day because your body, it was never looking for calories. It was looking for nutrition. So think about it. On the 6 days where you were, you know, being really good, but you were really lowering calories. And the only thing the body measures, okay, for this is a clear concept for both of you, okay? The body can't respond, doesn't even know what the hell a calorie is, but it does respond to nutrition. Because the only thing that runs our brain or kidney or liver or heart or pancreas, et cetera, is nutrition and specifically our muscles. Okay. Now, I don't know if we touched on it last time, but we now know, for example, unequivocally, I guess we have talked about it before, that the loss of lean muscle mass may be a real contributing factor to dementia leading later in life. Because visceral fat, okay, the fat that's around our organs, it releases chemicals that go in the bloodstream that absolutely impact what? Our cognitive ability. Lean muscle mass, on the other hand, releases chemicals that stimulate the cognitive ability in the brain. It's actually called neurogenesis and neuroplasticity. We know it to be a fact. Scott, isn't it ironic? I think on the last show, the guy that came on and talked about not only did he lose all the weight, but he couldn't believe how good he felt. Guess what? That's because he lost fat and he increases lean muscle. The reason you felt like such crap, Scott, is when you did the, imagine on day seven.
Rolos.
Rolos. Yeah, trust me. You were completely depleted. So your body was reacting to that.
Yeah.
And what happened is your hunger was in the wrong place. You did it with Rolos and that kind of crap instead of putting good nutrition in your body.
Well, that's true,
right?
I don't know why I'm laughing at the vision I have in my head of you buying Rolos.
Someday. You have to unwrap every one of them.
He's totally, and I'm going, what are you, like 5 years old?
Right. Yes. Yes. I passed on the pixie sticks, but I did go with the Rolos.
Oh, God, that's funny. Funny to me.
But again, it goes back to what I said before. I don't care. We could go to Barnes and Noble. There's so many damn diets in there. They got the DASH diet and the trash diet and the hang from a tree diet and the grapefruit diet and the banana diet and the I was a monkey diet and whatever the hell it is, right? But at the end of the day, if you just are a crazy, mad scientific researcher like me, I just look at the facts. 80% of Americans are overweight and 50% are obese. Do we need any more discussion? Does anyone think diets work? Who the hell would that be? Am I right?
No. And one of the things you just talked about earlier was the cognitive stuff. And I've been seeing a lot of that in the news lately, or at least in the podcast that I listen to, all these doctors talking about, like, exactly what you said, lean muscle mass helps with your cognitive abilities. And so does, I believe, a lot of cardio. So,
well, let me tell you something. One of my other colleagues who, Scott knows, probably one of the most brilliant oncologists in the world, who's not just an oncologist, but he's also a molecular biologist. He told Show me off. Unequivocally, well, whatever. It ain't bragging if you can back it up, okay? Anyway.
You're still more boring than Terry.
So I did a conference call with him, with another one of the top oncologists in the country that Scott knows, that now is part of our team out of San Francisco. And he was telling him unequivocally that when people have cancer and they lose lean muscle, death sentence.
Yeah, way to lift us up, Peter.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you that this is so important because, again, think about it. Every diet, you're losing lean muscle. I just told you the cognitive impact of losing lean muscle. But losing lean muscle also affects our what? Immune system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And one of the reasons that he helped us to really get the maximum, for example, out of the shakes was not for us. He has nothing to do with the fulfillment company. He did it for his patients, and Scott knows that to be true, right, Scott?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. Well, yep. And you know, one thing, I'm going to say more recently, I've asked you, because it really does hit home to me. And Terry, Peter, I know how you're going to answer this question. I ask him, do you believe what you're doing for yourself now is actually going to extend your life? And I mean, unequivocally, I think
absolutely.
There's no question about it.
100%.
Go back 10 years and Terry, and not saying you were in bad shape or anything else, but think about it and think of how you're treating your body now.
No, it's day and night, man. It really is. And, my checkups prove it and everything else.
Yes.
But to go back to Peter's, you know, really boring friend, and I just, I'm still upset that the girl didn't like us, Peter. Okay, so I'm just pointing out to her that she would much rather go to dinner with me and Scott, and go to 7-Eleven for Rolos afterwards, than talk about cancer.
Well, I'm sorry.
Peter, just a fact. You know, that's why when we go out to dinner with new people that we always sit them next to you, right?
Right.
It's good. All right, let's see. Here's one. It says, my wife and I are having an argument. I know people can drink too much water, but you really have to try to do that is what I've told her. I guess what I'm asking is, can you accidentally drink too much water?
Yeah, Peter, you answer this well because I know.
Yeah. Okay. So this is actually called. It's okay. So, sort of the guideline is about half your body weight in ounces of water. You go much above that, then what starts to happen is you start to leach minerals and things out of your bones. It's not a good state, and so there's something called water intoxication, which yes, you can drink too much water, but just if you're you know, if you have 6 or 8 or 10 glasses, it's not going to hurt you. But, you know, if you had 20, that might, you know, that could really be detrimental because so first of all, and I'll share something with both of you. I don't think I've ever talked about this before. All the functions in the body, the electrical impulses are created inside the cell, and they're created with only one thing, and that's water. And what happens is, as people become, especially as they get older, when they become dehydrated, it absolutely does affect the metabolic functions in the human body. And one of the things that people don't understand is that like milk or coffee or orange juice, none of those count for water. There's a very famous book, it's called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. And I got to meet the researcher who worked with the doctor that wrote the book, who passed away before I got a chance to meet him. But it was so amazing what they said about water. And if people drink water typically, and then they have to go to the bathroom, let's say an hour and a half, they're severely dehydrated. So think of the concept of a dry sponge or you know, what's that thing we use when we used to wash our cars? We don't do that. It's chamois, I guess. And that thing, when it was dry, if you poured water on it, it would just run off. But if you drip a little water on it, and that's kind of how the human body works. And one of the things that's so enlightening about it is, that, for example, Himalayan sea salt or Celtic sea salt in particular, just a tiny pinch of that, like on the tip of your tongue, can greatly increase the absorbability of water when you drink it. Oh, I used to lecture about this when I think I did. Didn't I ever talk about this in the lectures you went to of mine, Terry? You don't remember?
I don't remember that specific subject, no.
But water is so important to us because the water is what helps. Well, you know, water conducts electricity. So the water inside the cell is so critical for all the chemical reactions that occur in our body. So it's not something to be overlooked. So too little is really bad, and too much is really pretty rare.
I am drinking water all day long usually. And I don't think I drink too much by any means, but I here right here I always have my Yeti thing filled with ice water, and it's, you know, just talking about water is making me thirsty. Thanks, guys.
Yes. That's a good thing.
There we go. All
right. Keep the body functioning.
All right. So I think Peter's answered this question probably 1,000 times and probably in one way or another today already. But we'll go ahead and throw it out there. And Peter, if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. It says, can you please explain the difference between Go Cleanse and intermittent fasting? Which is much what you've been doing.
So. All right. Yeah, so let me explain it to you, okay? So intermittent fasting essentially is just another stupid way to lower calories. So the most popular one is called time-restricted eating, or TRE, just the acronym. What they do is they tell you don't eat for 16 hours and have your first meal at noontime. That's intermittent fasting, okay? That is probably one of the most horrible goddamn things that a human being could ever do to themselves. And here's why, and I've talked about it before. When we go to sleep at night, as long as we don't eat too late, we go to sleep, our digestion slows down, the body automatically starts to detox. It's also the only time when the human body makes growth hormone. Well, to do that, to fire up the detox machinery in the body, think of it like a machine, it takes tremendous amounts of nutrients to do that. When you wake up in the morning, you are friggin' bankrupt. So what do people do? They have a cup of coffee on intermittent fasting. They run out the door. They don't eat till noon. They have just destroyed their lean muscle mass. And all the studies point it out. Okay. What we're doing at Go Cleanse, we're actually doing intermittent nutritional fasting. It's not an oxymoron. The genius that invented this figured out a way to give you maximum amount of nutrition in so few calories that the body turned on the detox mechanism. And if you think about it, the things you're ingesting when you're doing a Go Cleanse 48-hour is primarily liquid. There's really no digestion involved at all. That's why, for example, to not start your day with a shake is like the dumbest damn thing you could ever do. Your body is craving those nutrients. So when you do intermittent fasting, you're doing great harm to your body. And plus, the results suck. In all the studies, people lost more weight just lowering calories than doing that stupid thing. But at least they weren't harming themselves, because at least they were having three, you know, calorie-deprived meals a day, but they had something for breakfast. As a matter of fact, I think, Scott, I sent you I was working on research. I sent you a breakdown both on intermittent fasting today and also alternate fasting. Terry, they had people eat for 24 hours and then not eat for 24 hours. What a great scenario. What the hell? Who are these people? Are they from a goddamn different planet? What the hell are you talking about? Oh, and by the way, with alternate day fasting, then this was supposed to not be bad. Guess what the side effects were? Dizziness, heart palpitations, and fatigue. What? I can't make this crap up. It's right in the damn study. I looked at that and go, what the hell? What, are you kidding me? Yeah. So, Terry, it's the misinformation that makes me nuts, and you guys know I'm nuts anyway.
I love it. I overheard somebody at a coffee shop talking about that they're intermittent fasting, and the girl asked
worst thing you could ever do. Worst thing you could ever do.
Yeah, the girl asked the other girl, so what is that? She goes, well, I don't eat for like 12 hours. And I went, ooh, boy, ooh, you're really stretching it there, huh? You go to
bed. I wonder what Peter would do in that situation. Would he go?
Wake up, big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
But does that make sense, Terry, what I just explained?
Absolutely, 100%. Love it. Yes. Hey, let's end today's show with another success story, just because I have so many built up, and it's a quick one. Hey, Go Cleanse.
Right, go ahead.
Says, hey, Go Cleanse, 30 days, 33 pounds, new pants, new shirts, new life. I love it. Paul, South Carolina.
Way to go, Paul. Jesus. Jerry and I paid attention during the whole thing.
Wait, guys. Let's go back to exempting at $1,000 a month for 68 weeks. We're going to lose 30. You'll lose three more pounds. But, yeah. Paul, understand, it's going to be a year and a half from now.
Good job today, guys. Thanks for all your information. Again, remember, you can order at the phone number listed on the explanation of today's podcast. It's right there. Whether you're listening on your laptop or your cell phone or whatever it is, that phone number's right there. Just do it, okay? Go ahead and talk to Rita or any of the coaches over there at Go Cleanse, and they will answer all of your concerns and questions, and they'll get it out to you right away. So by springtime, by summer, you could be rocking it hard. So we appreciate you. So go ahead and do that today, guys. And thanks, guys. We'll talk to you another next week for another Go Cleanse Health Conversation.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.